You're not taking this serious.
What, the intro?
Yeah. Before,
like, no, we just do that.
Hello and welcome to the...
You know what I'm saying? It just got to be kind of exciting every week.
I'll make it, yeah.
Just be like spontaneous every week.
See how it's feeling.
I say, good evening, guys. Welcome to the Uncommon Block.
That is cringeworthy. Nah, that can never come out. That can't come from me.
Funny.
I know that's like deep down inside. I can see it.
You
know, undercover brother, when he's in his undercover mode.
When you got a squid, go and the hot sauce on the top.
But at one point, he starts lacking the mayo.
I don't even mind mayo, to be fair, bro. Garlic mayo is a thing, bro.
Garlic mayo is different, though. It's got a little,
It's still technically off like the basis.
Yeah, but he had mayo in it.
Off the Caucasus Mountains.
Nah. It's the pure mayo.
When they came out the whole amount, there's just mayonnaise everywhere.
Hey,
crazy, we're back. It's been what, 3 weeks again? We're just having another hiatus. Life been life in. Just couldn't really get here to be able to record. So that's what it is. We're here now.
Welcome
back to Uncommon Sense Podcast. I am Fabian. This is
Jamal.
And this is
Darky.
And we are going to be just spreading uncommon sense because the world doesn't have common sense anymore, so we might as well chat about it.
Yeah, for sure.
We got things in particularly we want to talk about because life's been, I would say, been moving a bit mad of lately in like the social media world.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, I'll start it from this way. I was talking to my nan last week because we went out to tea. Yeah,
okay.
We were nice. We went out for that afternoon tea.
Afternoon tea.
Sandwiches
What, 4 o'clock?
Cucumber sandwiches?
Or are we talking about early tea?
I think it was 1.30. Yeah. We do this every year though, to be fair. So I'm bougie like that and we go back. They kind of recognize us this year, bro.
Oh, swear down.
It feels weird, bro. It was a black family going, sitting down for tea and the white people are the ones bringing you and all the things there. Yeah. They're looking at you like, bro, you know this kind of stuff. I'm like, some of us are sophisticated.
Jokes.
So but I was chatting with Nan for the tea and I'm not trying to go into too much depth, but in a way I was just seeing how far, I'm not saying indoctrinated, but brainwashed they are to not like each other. We're just having genuine conversations about Caribbean people, African people, and she was just like, every time I'd mention an African person, it was just, yeah, this person, they're known to be ignorant, this person known to be selfish, and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, we are the same things too. But
100%.
And I was just telling her like things that are going on in Africa with Ibrahim and other countries. Niger and blah blah.
Oh, nice.
She had no idea. Never even heard about it. And that's what
that's
I'm trying
crazy.
To get. That's what I'm trying to get to with the phones and social media. Necessarily, when you don't have that, when you don't have this,
you don't really
have much information because it's only going to show you what's on the TV,
right.
It's only on the news.
Yeah.
You can only see that kind of stuff. And then stuff that generation, I was thinking of.
That's what's just going through my head. Like, the impact and how easy it is to influence the minds of the people if that's the only source of information that they're getting.
Yeah.
About the world.
That's exactly what I was thinking to myself. And I can't be upset with her because you're not inclined to be picking up a phone and Instagram and stuff like that. You're just going to go to BBC News and go to these other news outlets to find what your information is and what's going on around the place. And to be fair, how they grew up, they didn't really, it was segregated between Caribbeans and Africans. As much as they should get along and everything, they just didn't necessarily get along. I mean, they didn't see eye to eye.
It's divide and conquer, isn't it? Set against each other on purpose.
Yeah, but you did, but they still believe that now to the older generations are still in it. They're not going to change much.
Yeah.
Our generation is the ones that's got to see past that and let.
Facts. I think we've done that though. I think we see that more and more and more.
Yeah, definitely. But not in the, I think the people in the West are further on with sorting that out than the people actually on the ground in the Caribbean and Africa though, because if it really was sorted out, the president of Jamaica would be flying over to Africa to have talks, I guess, and things like that. I'm trying to say. President of St. Lucia.
But the problem is over there though, there's a lot of corruption though within our government systems, same way there is everywhere. Yeah, so like we haven't over in the Caribbean, I don't personally think that we've taken back our countries.
Oh no, that's what I'm trying to say.
Over, maybe not even, taken so over there.
That's the next level.
Do you know what I mean?
That's the next step.
So oh, you're saying for what was going on in Africa, also happening in the Caribbean. I fully agree.
That's the next step.
I fully agree. Govern our own lands, innit? Since you've made it our lands, all right, cool, let's govern our lands.
Understand that we can't necessarily use the technology and have the technology that we're reliant of from, because it's mostly China actually and Taiwan that have got most of the stuff going in the Caribbean for of like electricity and weather systems and blah blah blah. They, I know they come over and they build the stuff for us, but at the end of the day, they get all the materials and the minerals to build that from Africa. So miss out the middleman, I guess. That's what I'm trying to do. I'm thinking on a small man's down here. I'm not really.
But also, they need to have the technology, though. They don't have the technological advancements to do that, so they'd have to pay. They have to pay a middleman to handle those side of things.
And
so
I think that's what.
Oh, they're gonna, because
that's what's going on in Africa. To be fair, like a lot of the Western propaganda is. Their man are doing coups to overthrow governments, but what's going on in the East is that's not really what's going on. Their man are actually just taking hold of their land, but we need to run deals with these men because we still want the minerals.
We want, we need the business.
We still need,
because our whole economy drops. Our whole economy done without these lot. These lot fuel everything, so it's like, all right, cool. We need to keep nice. Don't do what these lot are doing. These lot being dumbasses and being greedy. Greed has captivated their minds, and unfortunately, they haven't let it go.
So I was just. Saying that if you've got their phones, about most a lot of social media, you don't really get a hold of that. But
I guess it's dangerous, isn't it? It's dangerous.
It's not nice. It's not nice, and the way that the ignorance my nan was just showing me way, but she was seeing, she was opening up and seeing the differences
as good.
The conversation was going on, but that was like the beginning of it.
She's not.
She's not an ignorant person to say like I'm just gonna stay this way constantly. She's gonna listen to the conversation,
take on information from others. Yeah.
The what thing that I took from the conversation, she goes, but I ain't gonna be the one to change it though.
Okay,
because you lot will be the ones.
I hear it though, because
straight up,
it's, goes, that
like,
makes
I've
sense.
Done my bit. I've passed all that business. I was like, yeah, you're right.
Fully.
Do you think we're in a privileged position in the sense that? So hopefully we get the information, we're within the West, so we see the propaganda that they push in the West, and we see the effect that it has in Africa, whereas when you're over there, you're just getting, oh, rebels are attacking now, what the fuck, and you're dipping and you're not seeing the outcome. Next thing you know, your leader Gaddafi gets killed
and you can't really stop
do you know what I'm saying,
stop to look around and take in much as well.
That's it.
If you're constantly on pressure like that as well, you don't
really get interesting time perspective
to so yeah,
taking the information.
That's why I think we're a bit more advanced or in the know-how, do you know what I'm saying?
And we can see because we've got a bird's eye view
from what's happened over here and what's happening elsewhere. They're just in it.
I didn't even think of it like that.
That's why I think we're, now that, you know, Ibrahim Traoré is doing what he's doing, there's a massive, like, kind of backing from, especially people of African descent in the West. And we're like, this needs to happen. We can see the control and bullshit. Like, we're in it.
Seeing
where all these decisions are coming from.
Interesting perspective. I didn't think of it like that.
Yeah,
because we 100%. Have that bird's eye view.
But that's what I think, the social media and the phones and everyone being locked in all the time is breaking that down. That's not necessarily what's happening all the time. That's not the situation that they're in now. That was more the situation when 2011, I think, Gaddafi and all them things were going on.
Right.
Yeah. Social media wasn't as far pushed on. People, not as many people had the phones. But now we're like, what, 14 years on from that now?
So we can tap in a lot easier. Yeah, everything's going on.
Everything is mad.
I mean, we see.
You can't really hide much.
So you think that's why there's a bit more of a communication?
Yeah.
Now,
we're like, we're getting this information. Like, say someone's posting it, them not seeing it online, like, right, what's going on?
When
they're speaking back to us.
Turn it back to 2011, I'm going to be deadly honest, because I was blind to it. I was in school. Gaddafi was a bad man to me, bro.
I swear.
Like in, off the, until I found out after the man was dead, and I went and looked and understood and everything. At that time, especially, I'm not going to lie, 2011, I was what, year 11? What they were telling me on the news is what I believed.
See, this is where I get privileged. Yeah. I was privileged. I wasn't.
My mum wasn't talking about these things. She wasn't going to start telling me this is what he's really meant to be doing. She was just one parent family grind. I've got work to do. Yard's got to be. She's not going to be explaining those things to me and this, that, and the other. So what I saw was what I saw. And I didn't really look to go any deeper than it, because I was just not really caring at the time. Why would I care? I was just living life. I was a child. But now when I looked on it, I think back into college, and I was just like, wrong. I said, okay, man wanted to make his own currency, well, Africa's own currency. I was like, what was wrong with that? And that's when it made me think, like, oh, okay, cool, if what's wrong with that is that the West basically just start to lose out, so it was all set up. And that's when I started to just not believe, and I started to question more and more things throughout everything, really. But yeah, I was blind. I was one of them people just following the news, BBC, so I've been there.
Fairs.
I hear that.
Fairs. But this Gen Z, they're the worst for that now. I wanted to say
all locked in.
They're all locked in.
Oversaturation of information, you think, is
heads down.
They don't even know what to
heads
what
down.
To believe. Everything getting dashed at them. Like,
it's crazy work, bro. The reason why I actually brought that up specifically is because that Streamer University, if you've seen anything of that what's the word? Actually, it's nice for you, man, not to be locked in like that.
Cause I've taken a week off of social media, innit?
It's so not social media. I haven't seen it on, bro. I was sitting in here with the studio with the other man, and they just put it on the screen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where's that? Sorry.
I'll explain. So, if you know who Kai Cenat is.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So, he created this kind of university for a few thousand streamers to come and stream and learn and teach together to figure out and to learn to be a streamers, basically how mm-hmm. to perfect their art of being streamers.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand it's a good thing to collaborate and everything, but I just can't get my head around it. So how on earth these men are making money from this? I sound old and I sound like a hater, but that's not entertainment really to me. But
why?
Maybe it's weird to me. Like at the end of the day, why am I sitting there paying a man who's usually just playing games on the screen, big amounts of money? It's just weird to me.
What, to pay a man to play games and you to watch?
Yeah, and you're not good. To me, you're not really funny. Most of them are not really funny. You're not really good at games, but people are just willing to sit there and leave the TV on for time and be entertained, sit down and watch this person and literally give them money. So, and that's what this university was about, training people to how to perfect their art. To me, and that's weird, so weird to me how this is a job that people are aspiring to be, because it's just other people sitting down watching you do nothing really. What are you doing? You're entertaining. That's what I say. You are entertaining, but to me, it's not. So I was just trying to get my head around it, but I'm sitting there, I'm unfortunately, it's just brain rot. I'm like, yo, you man are numbing your brains watching this, and I'm looking at them and I'm laughing, and I'm looking at this, I'm like, you find this entertaining? That rah, we're done for. Done for. Because we're the older lot, and I know for a fact the youths are locked into this.
No, seriously.
Yeah, the kids will be locked into.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%.
Where attention, you know.
Flows. Attention goes, energy flows.
Yeah, exactly. So I think they can captivate their attention. Do you know what I'm saying? And once you can do that, then you'll pay money. Like, we were probably captivated by, what do you call it, movie stars when we were younger. Certain aspects of people, so we go to the cinema. That's our way of giving them their money. Yeah,
I will give man money for that, like, because you've taken years acting skills to do that, and then all the special effects and all the other time, the recording, the editing. Streaming, you don't have to do that. You said
direct source, enough, isn't it?
Direct source.
Yeah,
and the man are reacting on time, which takes skill, that level of that. But I still don't agree with the amount of money how they're making for it. Yeah. I don't agree with a lot of money to people other professions. To be fair, so. But what are you thinking about? I can see you trying a pod.
I've had a lot of thoughts, innit? There's a lot of thoughts. So firstly, it's like they take some of these streamers take years to get to the level that they have of being able to like be on the fly and just talk about whatever, speak, make it entertaining. So for you, I guess like it's not your cup of tea, innit?
Mm-hmm.
Like you can find it rubbish. But if someone was to stream that you rated, someone who you rated and actually respected and liked was streaming, I bet you could watch them.
Like, yeah, but I still couldn't put into my hand to go pay them a monthly subscription to do that.
Maybe not.
It's still weird to me. Because usually the ones that I would expect to do are the ones that are either really good at gaming, they're giving really good life advice, teaching people actual educational stuff.
Yeah.
Those are the ones I expect to be making money out of this, because you're actually
That's because that's what you value. These people are doing a service as well. Entertainment is a service.
I know that, but that's the problem.
You don't think that's a good
thing. It's not a good thing. We know it's not a good thing. It's not actually doing much for the people, and it's not
okay.
It's making them aspire to do these things as a job, and you think that's going to be you, and that's literally 2% probably are going to be able to go through and make that thing, that job a thing.
Yeah, streaming. Probably. Yeah. At the level that they're doing, like where they're making multi-millions, you're talking about.
I think it's becoming the norm of what kids want
to
be.
Yeah, it's the most wanted to be. Yeah, the most wanted to be thing.
Like influencers.
I think that's actually a good thing, but.
What influence?
Being wanting to be like more creative stuff.
Yeah.
Instead of wanting to do your mundane, everyday 9-to-5 jobs or doing your blah, blah.
I don't expect people to.
That generation needs to. There's no longer a space for people to wanting to do those kind of jobs anyway, those spaces are being taken up more and more by AI. So the fact that their minds are already immediately adapting to the times without even having to be told how to adapt, it's just like, oh, instead of wanting to be like this or that, where AI is going to be taking those jobs, I want to be someone who's actually creating entertainment for people or doing this and doing this. And you don't know what path it starts with. Like I'll use Jake Eisen as an example. Yeah. This guy's got his following up to like 2 point something million on TikTok, hundreds of thousands on Instagram, whatever. With that being the case, he started off as a joker. Like he started off just doing random pranks and all the, do you know what I'm saying? And then now he's now, then he transitioned from that to where he's now doing, he's doing spirituality talk and all the rest of it. And he started that quite young. No, he started that quite young. So his audience came from the spirituality stuff, but his lessons and learning came from the pranking stuff. Cause then he learned the industry. He learned how to market. He learned how to create content. He was confident on camera. He learned all these skills at a very younger age. By the time, I think it was maybe like 17, 18, anywhere between 17 to 19 is when he done his transition. Still very, very young. Because he's, and even at that age, he's very, very young. Started that. Now he's like, I don't know his exact age, but anywhere between, I think it's about 25, I believe, 24, something like that. Might even be a little bit younger. But regardless, still quite young, like 20, might even be like 24. So yeah, regardless, he's now got millions of followers. And he's doing something that's actually of service to these people. So you don't know how they're going to turn out and what people they're going to be. Who you are at 18, who you are at 28, different individuals. But those skills, imagine those skills that you would have gathered at 18. Now, how would that apply to your 20 as a 28-year-old? Or obviously us, 30, but 28-year-old, how would that apply? How would you be able to apply it? What would you be able to do with it? Like, you would be able to capture people's attention and teach them. Like, and learn from this. Oh, this is what I'm doing. Do you know what I mean? Because you've got 10 years of game.
I just hope they go on to do that.
I think you'll see it because we develop in it, we learn.
I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt and hope things go.
Yeah, I'm like, give them
the
time.
The majority right now is a lot
of crap. Oh, right now it's done, Harry.
It's terrible, man. What we're seeing now, what children are entertained by now is just absolutely
horrible.
Horrible, man.
Yeah.
Like, what I was trying to just sit there and watch, like, I couldn't even explain to you, and it's not enough for me to even
infuriated
like,
you. Yeah, no, don't worry.
I couldn't even like retain anything like to tell you, bro. Like, that wasn't
brain was like, no, we're not absorbing this information. Yeah.
Well, I reckon that's from because they started their entertainment with internet and stuff are younger, so they're bored of all the other shit. You know, whereas we kind of got it a little bit later on, so we get that basic. But so they're so bored now. The stupid shit. We're like, why the fuck are you watching this? They're like, oh, this is great, man. Yeah. This is not like the normal stuff. We're like, bro, this is a load of crap.
I'd rather watch some historical shit. I've
watched nothing. It's mad, isn't it? I hear it.
But like, yeah, I was just like. And at the end of the day, when I'm looking at it, a couple of them, like, you know, you're not enjoying this. It's just something to put on. And this is even worse.
Well, maybe not for these lot that you're talking about specifically, but on the flip side, though, there's the group of people that are lonely and are struggling with and are socially awkward and are struggling. Sorry, nah, but this is where my mind goes, isn't it?
We got there?
And because they're watching it with someone who's live, and there's a community of people that's also live, it makes them feel they're part of a community. So it's not just them selling, oh, me doing this stuff online. It's me selling a community of people that you are now connected to. Oh,
okay. I hear that.
That sells.
I can't say a damn thing
about it. You know what I'm saying? And at a young age, especially when you're at a young age and you're like, kids aren't going out as much. They're connected is through this. That's how they're now feeling connected is online on that space. And that's how they're socializing and so forth, which is why they're so awkward in person. But yet broken, bro. That's a big, big problem. The fact that where you're looking for your state of, you're in a state of loneliness. And
that is the real type of brainwashing that when people look, say your tinfoil hat and you're talking about all conspiracies and fit, it's obviously, it's in front of your face. This is the programming that they want out of that kind of stuff. Stay in your yard, talk to each other over the phone. Yeah. Don't question society. Vote for this, vote for that, but it's not really going to do much. These are the kind of the programming they like to keep us in. They keep us in these boxes and it's crazy.
100%. 100%. I think it's not good, man. It's not good, but I mean, at least we're in America.
Hey. Give thanks. We're not in the belly of the beast, we're in the head. So at least we're looking at what's going on in the belly.
That place is nice to go and visit on occasions, bro. Now I'm thinking I don't even want to go back to visit. I
couldn't even imagine.
Yeah, there's always something crazy
going on, bro.
It's always something crazy. So what? I'll stick with the Diddy trial. I'll stick with that.
Yeah.
I'm not even going to go too in-depth, but what do you want to know?
Bro, what's been going on with the Diddy trial?
So, I think we're in week four
now. Is it? Because I know nothing.
Yeah, so week one was basically just both, what do they call them? I'm not good with the words of the court system and all this. Right? Defendants versus accusation. Prosecutors, it was basically them two just kind of sizing each other up.
What information do you have?
We're just basically going to take this as a domestic violence thing.
Right.
And you've got to prove us wrong that this is not a domestic violence thing.
Right.
Week one. week two, I think, was Cassie. Mm-hmm. Cassie's come through and spilled the beans about all what she been through and how Diddy is a mash-up guy. Okay. In his head. But you can't incriminate. It's technically not illegal, the stuff he's doing, but it is in my eyes, bro.
From a moral sense, yeah, but from their legal system, probably not.
Yeah. So,
okay, cool.
But then the stuff like he was asking her, she had to be drugged up to be sleeping with other sex workers to please him while he sat there and watched. Yeah. One time a man finished on Cassie and he asked Cassie to take that finish and put it on him because he likes that kind of stuff. Yeah. That was in Cassie's time. Then she was talking about the abuse of how she had to cover up marks. Her mum got involved. Her mum was even in the court, sit on there and talk her piece, how she had to pay Diddy off because, yeah, look at your face. How you felt there is exactly how I felt when I first saw it. Filth, bro, because I was like, nah, bro. I'm glad I didn't ever have to be in this courthouse to ever witness that come out of somebody's mouth live, bro, because I'd have to leave, man.
Of course.
I'd have to leave. But that was, so my mum come around, tell her how to, she had to pay Diddy off because apparently you got owe me money that I've spent on Cassie and she had to take out a loan to pay man off because they didn't have that type of money, tried to bankrupt the family. Then there was other assistants that have come in and talk about how they've been through abusive stuff with him too. Like being raped. Sorry, that's going to be edited. I'm so bad at doing that. But yeah, by him.
But who's this? Other people?
Other
now?
Assistants.
Other people.
Assistants. Other assistants. Okay. Yeah. There's obviously other sex aid workers and that have known stuff from the inside that have been paid off. And I think where they've got, Kid Cudi come in. I think it was a thing on early social media or BlackBerry times when his car got arson blown up and it was all about, they thought it was Diddy and that.
Mm. Okay.
They couldn't prove it at the time because why would Diddy go and do it himself, innit? It don't do them things, innit? 100%. So he come in and did his little piece, talk about how he was afraid for his life, why he didn't mention nothing back in those days. And I think that's roughly where we are now. I haven't really caught up with this week, last current week ones going on. But he should be going down. But yeah, I have a feeling, I have like a 20% feeling that he still might get off on a domestic violence nonsense and say they couldn't prove all the racketeering and this, that, the other. But yeah, that's what's going on in America with that. And it's like, you know what the real thing is, why I think America's kind of mash up? Because this is a form of entertainment.
Oh yeah, their court 100%. Systems are full of entertainment.
That,
I hear it.
The fact that court system is a form of entertainment is crazy work. Yeah. Brings in so much money for the on airways. I'm not too sure if it's a live case. I don't think it's a live case. I think people are just allowed to go inside and talk about it and bring the information on the out, and then you got drawings and that. But imagine that was live. I think I would tune in every so often. Probably give it an every 15, 20 minutes every so often. I would.
You're good, man.
See, that's jokes. I couldn't touch that. You see how you're talking about the streamers and you won't be able to touch the streamers?
But the thing with the streamers, I'm not upset about watching streamers. I don't care.
I'm not saying that.
It's a monthly £6.99 subscription that you're paying. Man. And you're not watching that man daily. You know what I mean? He's still paying for that monthly though, man, getting chink-chink. But I'm not paying to go and watch.
I hear. It's not even that.
To watch the Diddy thing, I'm not watching it.
No, fair. Okay. Okay. I'm not watching it.
If it's free and it's on,
I can just watch it on YouTube.
15, 20 minutes here and there. What's going on in there? Watch the ticker tape and you can see what's happened over the last hour or so. Catch up, get out.
I couldn't give it any of my time. Like, even now, I don't know what's going on. You're updating me now. I'm like, what's going on?
I only know because I watch Abba and Preach, man.
It makes sense. So what's been, there's been a bit of a nasty week. Well, you know, dirty week in the courtrooms.
Filth, bro. Weeks. Like, I would have put him to jail for the stuff that I'm just hearing. Like, I've just like told you stuff.
That alone in it is enough to send a man in.
That's how, not even a Y, fam. Like, you've got rid of the rest of the alphabet and it's just all Ys.
He's on some different thing.
Oh my god.
I'm just thinking, how much money do you have to get to become your pastime? Where does that come into the equation?
I think it's just mental.
How long has he been rich for? I feel like once you get money, you try and do...
He's been rich since God knows.
Once certain people get money.
Oh, no, 100%. there's people that get money and do the right shit, but then there's people who are just, I think if you're in the music industry, you already know what I've gone.
Yeah, so it's
kind of that way inclined anyway. So
yeah, 100%. Like, it attracts a certain frequency, isn't it, people.
So these lot, and that's once they get money, they just do all the sick shit, and then that's their life now.
And also the ones they move up as well.
That don't equate with me, bro.
No, but also the ones they move up are the ones that's on the sick shit, so they can do their sick shit and have you as a face of doing this.
I reckon as you go up, you're put through trials and tests as well, and then people gather evidence of you for blackmail and stuff like that. So once you're there, I was like, well, I've already done this shit because I have to, and I got video. So that's how I feel like these people are just
to be too innocent things.
Do you think that's how he's ended up being going up?
Yeah.
He's gone up the ladder.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, climbing the ladder.
Money is that important that you have to unlock these different doors by doing like humiliation rituals and rubbish still. Like, is it that important, man?
It's crazy. A lot of work's about Jay-Z's coming up now as well because of all of this.
I think he's not going to get touched, to be fair.
Might be too high up in there.
Ella was telling me about how, like, if you don't thank Beyonce at certain awards ceremonies, you can just get blackballed out. Why, man? Allow them people. Mm-hmm. Just leave him alone.
Yeah, we'll see. Because P. Diddy was that guy once upon a time.
No, but he wasn't. He's actually been in court multiple times in the past because he's actually that kind of stupid to be putting himself in those situations. Jay-Z's really never tried to put himself in those situations.
He hasn't tried, but he's put himself in plenty.
But I think because he hasn't tried himself,
I feel like he's scrubbed everything from people's, like, from show how. Whereas, like, Diddy's been
he's always been in the public eye.
I think you lot are missing some of the stuff that Jay-Z's done, bro. Like, how he got Rihanna on board. He was gonna die. He came to a hotel room. He's like, we're on whatever floor, they're way up in the air. And he was like, I'm gonna dash you out the window. It's either that you sign this contract or you leave it out the window. You leave out the window. She stated this on public on TV all the time, at the time, all the rest of it. Like, these things happened, like, and there was investigations
for innuendo. People will be like, yeah, you're just exaggerating what you were saying.
Yeah, obviously she said it, like, that's it was what all happened, calm, like, oh, so you're not saying because he's never gone to court.
So all like, these things can be done down to interpretation, probably the ones that, like, that have been said by hearsay. I'm not saying hearsay, but it's not really been concrete evidence to it. People are just saying it in passing. If you've gone to court for these things and actually someone's been shot, like what did happen with Diddy back in 2001 outside, like that, like, you know, this man is crosses, he's been up to doing foolishness for a minute. Every time you see him come back into the public eye, you know, oh, you've been in court already, bro. Like, oh, you've done this to another person already.
Oh, he's been in court a few times as well.
Who, Jay-Z?
Yeah, man, I'm looking at it right now.
Or was it for the drugs from the 90s?
For different things. Raping a 13-year-old girl.
Oh, I remember that one. That's the one that comes to mind.
That's crazy.
But he got off that, like, nothing happened.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, Jay-Z's shit's going to come to the surface as well.
I know he's a menace anyways, bro.
That didn't happen.
That's what you're saying.
It didn't happen.
Oh, okay, is that what they're saying? But there's more things coming out. Like, as this trial goes on with P. Diddy, his name's getting dragged into it. That much I do know, because that's the side of the stuff that I find out about. That's the stuff that's...
One thing I do... I recognize about this Diddy trial is, when are we going to start going into the Abercrombie and Fitch CEO and all these other CEOs who are out there, but because they're not black, man, they're not getting those
trials
in the open like that. That's the case. But these men are on the same level, if not worse.
What was the name, sorry?
We're not hearing.
Abercrombie and Fitch.
The Abercrombie and Fitch CEO. There's bare CEOs that stepped down. As soon as Diddy got caught,
bare CEOs stepped down,
because every single last one of them
was involved.
Yeah, they got dirt on it.
Yeah, it was long still.
But none of these men, they definitely gone to trial or whatever, none of these men...
That's a Western country, man. They're not going
to... Yeah, I know, but they need to out their own. They're always going to out us. And fair play, they're going to out us, innit? But because you've been doing sick shit, you got to take that outing. But you got to out your own as well, fam. You know what I'm saying? I know they wouldn't. They got to keep that kind of Saint love. They're all great.
Segues into the fact that what we were going to talk about is, like, if Black Americans knew their history and actually where their origins came from, and not just from the slave trade and onwards, do you think they would still try to be accepted as much as they tried to be in that country?
No, everyone would cut out. No one would be there.
They should, though. It's a bit weird, isn't it, to me?
But it's because no one knows actually where they're going to.
Yeah, I hear that, but you can go find out. You can go find out. Trust me, bro. It's not difficult nowadays.
I hear it now, but it's also not in the... It's not been in the teachings.
Right. So it's not, and that is the sad case about it, that you don't actually have the, I think you said it a couple of weeks ago on the podcast, you don't have the innate want to go and search and find out.
Actual
feeling to go and seek out truth or seek out things that you just don't know. You don't, like, when we look at each other in this country, sorry to say, as much as Britain, we've grown up in Britain, we don't look at each other and say we're from this land. No. We know Black people don't originate necessarily for, they do way back, but
well, we mean in recent times,
they don't come from here. We've been taken elsewhere, displaced and put here.
Right.
But we know that, we've accepted that. However, we are, because we are aware of it, we can think other things, like if we can think to St. Vincent, we can think to St. Lucia. We're not just tied to this soil and think we've got nowhere to go.
I'm
saying if you had that kind of understanding as a Black American, I think they would see themselves differently in America rather than trying to be accepted by everything.
I think even we would see ourselves differently if we knew where we come from the Caribbean. Because if you speak to the Caribbean people, they don't really, they don't know where they are, where they come from before the Caribbean.
A lot of them.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they know St. Lucia or Vinci or Trini or Jamaica or wherever it is. They know that far. They don't know anywhere behind that. Do you know what I mean? So I think 100% thing that those people in America would be completely different kind of people. I think they'd think differently, they'd operate differently. I don't think we'd see some of the issues that we see going on in Black America. I think we'd see a lot of them because we wouldn't let it run. Because they would be operating differently. Like, you can't treat me like this.
It's true.
Man was pharaohs before. Man was kings and queens out here. Man was rulers of lands.
I don't even necessarily think warriors. That deep. Like,
huh?
I don't. Yeah, that's there. That's definitely a thing. But if you just think of it of a little bit less than that, you will start to realize that because you've been taken and put into another person's land, you are always fighting to be equal, and you'll never get usually above because you have to understand that they are not going to see the people on the ground will. That's what I've never, not talking about the everyday people, 9 to 5 who are hardworking. I'm talking about the ones that actually control that's going on around the country, the governments and stuff like that. They put things in place. The whole government system that they tried to push across West, East Africa and everything was created by a European set of people
to oppress
a certain level of people.
So
that wasn't for us, that we shouldn't be using that government system. We shouldn't necessarily be under that government system.
100%
so you will never be able to see eye to eye with it because that's not innate with you as a being. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay,
if you realize where you came from, you would know that that's not for you.
Right. Yeah, 100%.
So then that's why with us, when we see things going on in the government and that, we know we have to sick and put up with it, but in our head, like, we can work and try and go home or, try to disappear out of it for a while. You're assuming that you're American, you're from that soil, you grew up there, you are I'm American. No, bro, go and find what else is there, and you'll realize that's why you're having so much such a difficulty for trying to fit in for all these years in that country. I reckon. And they only tell you from your history, from the moment when the boats came and they landed on the shores from America, coming from Africa and these different places. Yeah, I just notice it because watching celebrities and still, they don't really do enough, in my opinion. But yeah, go on.
I don't think they're allowed to, but I think that's
they can, bro. Just go and die. I'm sorry to say, but yeah, go and die for your people. Life for your people.
They're not for it. If they didn't get themselves in that position to do that, that's not what they wanted to be. They wanted to be entertaining.
We will.
And they wanted to be stars.
We're going to get there, man.
Get themselves out of their situation.
We'll get there.
Not care about their situation.
Got to talk my way in.
Or some of them wanted to do that, but then they got to it and they was like, oh, I'm not allowed to. If I do, I'm going to die. I didn't sign up to death. I signed up to get me and my people out, but okay, cool. I can just get my immediate ones out. Right, cool, that's why I'm going to get out. But that's... But what's your thoughts on that whole topic, Darky? If Black America knew more about their history, would they see themselves differently?
I feel like they're definitely going that... Well, no, they've definitely been that way. Obviously, the education in, like, quote-unquote, their Black communities is targeted and just... organized in a certain way, so they'll probably ignore that type of stuff. You know, it's just more innate. If you're brought that way, you ignore your own history, etc. But yeah, as you're saying, the systems definitely that are put in place are toxic, and they just remove you from yourself. Them trying to fight for their land, I can understand it in a degree, because obviously, quote unquote, they're obviously all what we say African or from the nation of Nubia, but obviously, because everything was a bit more, the continents were together, they moved over there, that's their land, colonizers came in, killed them, like, bro, this is our thing, right? Yes, sir. You lot come over and just, you know, kill us all up.
set your systems, kill all the buffaloes, starve out all the people. And remember, you got to think the people from the Ming Dynasty came over initially first, which was the Chinese people, mm-hmm. and they mixed with the black people, and that's why you had those Native Americans, Native Indians.
Oh, really?
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Yeah, you had your straight-haired black people, mm-hmm. And then you had obviously people from the Ming Dynasty that came over, and then they all mixed Native Americans. Mm-hmm. So they have like a combination of that Chinese and that African kind of spirituality. That is what they, obviously what came about from those.
What birthed from them.
Yeah, exactly. And then obviously the colonizers came in, wiped out most of the black people as much as they could anyways, starved the natives that were already there, between the Chinese and the blacks that were there. And then kind of implemented these systems and then brought over some other people from different colonies, probably not even that much, but enough from Africa to then build and, you know, work for what they think. So I can see there's a division between the lot, you know, mm-hmm. and then now they've got to then work through I understand you. We can say bun that land. Let's just all go back. And
I'm not saying all go back. Try and separate yourself
as opposed to integrating. Cause obviously that was something that they needed to do. Cause initially you weren't allowed to integrate. It was segregation. Then we start to build up on our own. Cause obviously they're still trying to push their lies and their bullshit that we're not good.
They'll drip feed you freedom to make you feel like you've got it. And then really and truly they put you in a false sense of security, thinking that you're level and you get everything on an equal playing field, but you know the undertones is not.
No, it's definitely they got their government under things happening, under tactics and stuff like that. So they'll always come to a point where they'll just destroy what you've made. You know what I'm saying? Now you're back to square one, you lot are so incompetent, why can't you do better? It's that like, type of thing.
Yeah.
And then that comes in your mind and the kids are growing up with that. So it's just a
indoctrination.
Tie up. Yeah.
That's what that is. Yeah, we're trying to just not call it what it is, but that's what indoctrination actually is.
That's what they've done. Set up a system against the people. So the system works against the people, makes them work against themselves without them even realizing.
And then you feel like you're a part of the system and then you work for the system.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then you're fighting for that system.
And you are the system.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you're fighting for that system and fighting against. That's why I was like, I thought the fourth Matrix was good. I know people was hating on it, but I watched it and I really enjoyed it because it said that we've got the same enemy, it just looks different.
Mm-hmm.
That's all the Matrix 4 movies was. It was like, this is the same enemy, it just looks different. So now the person next to you is the enemy, and the indoctrination that we've done to them. It's the person, everybody is that to some extent. So you have to now be, you have to be above that. You have to rise above that. You have to ascend past that kind of way of thinking.
Yeah. And then you get,
and then you can see it for what it actually is, and then you can operate it freely.
But you don't, because you get singled out because you get called the weird one because you can see things for what they
are. At first, but everything's weird until it's not.
Yeah. We have to go through. That's what I was trying to say. Celebrities not doing enough. And then you said that they don't get signed up to go and get unfortunately
unaligned. Yeah.
You still have to go through it. Someone's going to have to go through it.
I think we've seen that though. We've seen that with some of the heroes and some of the people that we've seen in the industry get gone and missing. Yeah. I mean, look at Prince, Michael.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I could keep going. list is long. Do you know what I mean? So we have been seeing it. It's happened a little bit less as of recent years. We have seen it to some degree as well. Go on.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was about to say, as I get older, it makes me understand why Dave went to Africa for just disappeared and just went off to Africa.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He understands.
Yeah, he clocked it.
He clocked it quite early on.
Yeah, people are clocking it, man. There's people clocking it. It's nice to see. It's good to see. I mean, and then you got people like Trump, I mean, taking back his people.
Who?
Trump, man.
Oh, what? Taking back the South Africans?
Taking back his people, man.
Yo, that was wild work.
Why?
That was wild.
I expected that.
No, I don't expect it to be so brazen. That was...
What?
That's
what they are doing it.
I think that's what triggered me to write this down. Because you're fighting to be equal in a land where the president is showing you straight up right now that he's not fighting for you either. He just said, yo, you man are causing mass genocide over there in South Africa, which wasn't true, using images about graves and crosses for all apparently white farmers, which wasn't true.
Mm-hmm.
And then showed like other images and videos about a situation apparently wasn't even in South Africa but claimed it was genocide in South Africa. I was just like, this man here. We bring the white farmers over.
Of course.
And this is the country you're saying I'm a proud American for, and you still want to fight for this, and the man's showing you right in your face now that these are the more important people.
These are their people.
Yeah.
They've never given a shit about you in the first place.
You wouldn't be complaining about immigration and all these people coming in from these war-torn states, and then all of a sudden you just open your doors because they're white.
Mm.
Come on. It was too obvious.
Yeah, I mean, so what do you think they should do? Do you think they should up and leave leave America?
No, no, no. All right, okay, cool. You need to understand that what's going on in Africa is for you, and they're waiting for you to wake up to allow them to do more. Yeah. When you can start doing more of your talks and understand that the people in the, I can't remember the general attorney Langley, when he starts talking on the behalf of the American military saying that their man are doing coups over in Africa. Mm. You're black, bro. What are you doing?
Right.
Like, you are the puppet. A man like that, if you understood your origins, you would just feel, rah, this is innately wrong, me saying all this nonsense. But you feel, you literally comes and says, I'm a proud American. I've got to watch what the American soil does as first before what goes on in Africa. And I'm like...
Oh yeah, okay, you've got I'm with you. Yeah.
I get what you mean.
Okay,
yeah,
100%. I really get what you mean.
Yeah.
That one's a mad thing still.
That is a norm though. Most of them in America. Like, I sit there and watch Gil's Arena. Like, I love watching podcasts throughout the week when I'm working in it. And there's a couple of them American podcasts. And the way they talk about being like how their upbringing was in America and how they say this is like the life of a black American and this, that, the other. I'm like, yeah. But if you thought of yourself as not just this, you would understand that you were put into this situation. And if you really all fought on the same playing field, you would see that you're fighting for stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're not seeing it here in England either. Like, I can't say we're a bit any better off. But the little extra thing that we have in England is that we can come away from the craziness and go home.
Mm-hmm.
And go and sit in a nice, beautiful country where we... were displaced originally to put to, but it's closer to our origins than what you are doing, isn't it?
Mm.
And having that escape is a beautiful thing, to be able to go and see your culture and see people that you're looking around you 24/7, it's just black people.
Mm.
Yeah. It's a different type of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't have that connection.
Mm.
If they had that connection, I believe that they wouldn't be fighting so wholeheartedly to be American.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's part of the indoctrination, though, isn't it?
Yeah, part of the indoctrination, and all skin folk ain't kin folk.
Yeah.
100%. Do you know what I'm saying?
Skin folk ain't kin folk.
I can't them man there, they're black devils. You know what I'm saying? Anything for everyone else but themselves. You know what I'm saying?
But that's happening. Like, that happens in Africa. Themselves. That's been happening for God knows how many years, bro. The corruption is crazy. Yeah.
Crazy stuff. All those presidents. As well, you know, all those presidents of other countries, they're a bit shaky now. Right, you know what I'm saying?
No,
they're so shaky.
Right now, it's long.
And them going over to France and Argentina and Belgium and all these other places and just sudden. Like, oh, yeah, shit. I've gone over here, you see them like standing outside courthouses and people talking just walking up, past
and
them.
And they're
like,
talking the crap, like, yeah, they're back, they're back Ibrahim and they're backing all these other man, yeah,
nonsense.
But where are you? You're not in Africa, you're in Europe talking these things.
Yeah, no. The madness. Kissing up to your Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. That's who you're kissing up to. You know what I'm saying?
Even now, they're bringing in religion talks when it comes to this, how the Europeans came over and they used a certain part of Christianity, slaves obey your masters, to kind of brainwash and trick them into believing how they were worse off than the Europeans, and the Europeans knew more because they had this correct religion, Christianity, and blah blah blah.
Mm.
But if I've watched a few talks of what's his name, PLO Mulumbu, PLO Lumumba. He's a very good talker, Kenyan speaker. He used to be one of the speakers for politics in Kenya.
Okay.
But he's like, he was telling you what I just said before, how they use slaves to obey your masters. But he goes, God even gave Abraham the ability to go and protect his own people in the Old Testament, bro. We need to be looking at other places in the Bible to understand that we can raise up and fight for ourselves at the same time. It's not just the pieces that they came to and showed us to us. If you're going to be in this religion and still be a part of Christianity, yes, you can look at it as a whole and don't have to use the little scriptures that they picked out just to give to us to make
so
us.
So they highlight and use brainwash.
Yeah, the Bible's definitely a good book, but they manipulated it and changed it, and that's what they gave it to you. So that's like through these, like they say, slavery, which was savagery. They gave these books to you to keep you indoctrinated. You know what I'm saying? That's why it was called King James version. Because King James was like, I want my version of this.
This is
what we're going
to
give to people.
This is what we're going to teach them so they can then learn what they need to learn so they can be a good person for what I determine and need.
That's it. So that's what they say. Everyone's always like, I've got the oldest Bible. This is the oldest Bible. I'm like, where's the original?
But you, the thing
but
is,
mine's the oldest. So where's the original?
The Tanakh would be the oldest original of the Old Testament as you can get.
That's what we need then. We need the original. I don't want anything that's been interpreted. I need the original. If I got the original, everything in that book is hearsay. Because somebody altered it. And I'm not following nothing that a man has altered.
So you're going on the premise of how Islam tried to trump Christianity by saying that because it's been translated into another text, it's now been altered.
100%.
Yeah, I don't necessarily agree with that, because if you were going on the level of how God is meant to be through all languages and all tongues, people need to understand it in their own language as well.
Oh, 100%.
So you're going to have to interpret it into other people's language eventually. So...
But it then has to be an exact, for myself, it has to be an exact copy.
It's never going to be, because the Bible technically is eyewitness accounts. So it's going to be from somebody's mouth then written down. So it's never going to be exactly the way it is. So that's where faith comes into it.
That's when you have to, have the faith and learn the language that it was originally set in.
But then,
because that's God's words. If it was originally placed in one language.
It's not, because it's eyewitness accounts of what God did. You have to remember that.
I have to believe someone else's eyewitness account.
There we go. And then I'm not going to go too far deep into it, because I've been watching too much. And then if you go into Islam, it's then somebody had been spoken to by God, then spoke it to other people. And then Quran was not written down. Quran was a verbal text, and it was learned through verbal. And then prophets and other people started to write it down when they knew Muhammad was going to pass away. They had all these different versions of the Quran at one point. The second caliph said, no, we can't have all these different versions of the Quran. Burn them off. We're going to have this particular one. And that's where the original Quran came from. So don't believe these men when they start telling you their book has not been ever been tampered with, because I've been learning. So...
I think you've missed what you're saying there.
But I'm trying to say, translation is going for God's word. Translation still has to be coming to it at some point, because everybody's meant to know God's word at some point. I don't believe that I've only got to go back to this language that was spoken at that specific time just to understand what God was trying to tell me. That's what I can't get my head around.
I feel to get the original essence of what is being said, even if the person because it's eyewitness counts and they're writing it down, so they've got the original account, I feel like you would have to then learn that language. And there was probably only 3 languages back then, so it's not like a lot of languages that you got to learn. Now languages are so vast, and I'd understand why now, if it was happening, you'd be like, oh, holy fucking shit, I've got to go learn this and then that and then that. And this dialect is crazy. But there's probably only 3 languages back then, max. You got your Sanskrit, your Hebrew, and a little something else.
It was,
you
know what I'm saying? Aramaic.
That's it. So in Aramaic. So that's what I said. You have to go back.
It was Aramaic to Greek to Latin to English.
But that came years later.
That's it. Those came after. But I say you need to go back to the original text, and then you need to actually read.
Yeah, I hear where you're going. I've listened to the conversation, that argument for time. I'm not going to poo-poo it. I just still can't get my head around how the Lord or our God who created us would want us to only know in that. And all of us would have to go back to that just to find out, even when they've just scrubbed it from existence. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying God would be at slightly above that level of power to allow us to still see past them, their tampering with history, I'm trying to say.
And then I'd go in the case of don't go judge with the books that you've been given then. I'd say you'd have to get something that's been properly peer-reviewed on a mass scale. This is thy direct translation, and multiple people say that.
That's how they do.
That's
exactly how they do the translations into the Bible into different languages. You know, they see a recurrence of a certain thing saying in this point 5,000 or 6,000 times, and they say it's appeared too many times now. That has to be the correct thing to go into this specific version of the Bible. They'll use all these different manuscripts and scriptures from back in it. I'm just saying this is how they go about doing it.
I know, I'm just seeing a lot of faults in this.
They go about doing it, say, oh, this scripture has reappeared here. Okay, that's come too often. That must be the truth. We'll put that in. That's how they went about doing it.
But
I don't necessarily agree with it, but I'm just telling you how.
I understand. I'm just hearing a lot of faults in this whole thing. It's like this.
You need the original scripture though. I need that to be somewhere that everyone can attend, and you can just see it. Oh, this is the original scripture. Oh, say no more.
And then you got to
There's no arguing at that point.
That's it.
And like, these are the original words. But okay, from that interpretation, here's the original words. But actually, those words, not an interpretation of words. Like, I can say a sentence in this. I'm just going to use Creole and English, right? I can say the sentence in Creole. I can say the sentence in English.
Oh, no, no. It's not going to mean the same thing.
But it's... No, no, huh? What do you mean?
It's probably not going to mean exactly the same thing because words will be here and it'll have a different meaning in here, but you're trying to say exactly
the same. No, but I'll say the exact same thing. You can say the exact same thing. Or you can speak it in French to German. Like, you can say the exact same. I want a coffee. You could be like, I want a coffee. Okay. In German, I want a coffee. In English, I want a coffee. And the order of it being said doesn't matter. Mm. What is being said is what is being said. There's no arguing what's being said. If I've said I want a coffee in German or English or Hebrew or whatever language, what it says, what I said is I want a coffee.
Yeah.
If I go to the shop and I say that to the person's not going to bring me a freaking iced coffee because I put coffee over here and I put or coffee over there. Like it, at the beginning of the sentence or the end of the sentence, it makes no difference. They're just going to go get me my coffee. So if there can be an interpretation where it is not an an interpretation where it is word for word, this is exactly what's being said. There is that capability of that being done. So I think that is the copy that Darky's saying that you want to see. You want to see a direct representation, word for word. What did the original text say? So he's not arguing that it can't be translated. Mm-hmm. What he's saying is once it is translated, it shouldn't be changed. Mm. And what they are doing is what they're doing is changing it as it's interpreted. It's like, oh, here's the interpretation. And it's my interpretation of what is being said.
Mm.
But that's not, we're not asking for your interpretation. What is being said?
Mm-hmm. If he says bird fly under bush, I want bird fly under bush written in my language. Okay, bird, that's what he's saying. Do you know what I'm saying? Word for word. I don't want you saying, the bird was flying under the bush. I want that. I want bird fly under the bush because that was fucking said.
That's what I said.
Direct, original, straight. But they don't have that. No one seems to have the original.
Because they've added way more words into language since then as well.
Right. So then that's what he's saying. So I think so it's not that, like what you were saying, you wasn't being able to get around your head. Like why can't it be moved from this language to this language?
No, I could. I said that I wasn't poo-pooing his argument. Yeah. I understand the argument. I still just say God would allow want people to know his word in all different
languages. Yeah. So Darky's not
the pastor tampering.
What do you mean by past tampering?
He's talking about tampering, isn't he?
Yeah.
And I'm saying, regardless of the tampering, if God still exists, I still believe there's a higher power. Yeah, a higher power.
Yeah,
as much as the tampering that's going on in this history and the world and people of the West are taking over, there's still got to be a way for his word to still be getting through to us. I'm saying, and Darky was about to touch onto it. You were going in the direction, and then you came in.
Oh, what was the? What?
He was like, you got to find the word in different ways, not just in one book.
Oh yeah,
you got to look at for it in different ways and access in life, probably, isn't it? It's not just you can't just follow a one Bible, or one Quran, or one whatever you what's the
Torah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you've got to probably merge them together. Look for the pieces that you understand, and then go from there.
Mm-hmm.
Right, because we're not going to find the original text. It's not going to happen. I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't believe it.
Ain't gonna happen.
And then even if you find it, can you even read it?
There we go. That's the one, that's all.
Not at all.
Time machine is the best thing that could ever be created in this time, in life, ever. Best thing ever created. Sorry, you can't trump me on that. A time machine was sought out and Brock now, a lot of people. I loved all them little people in the world, yeah, like Jeffrey Dahmer as well. I'll go back in time and stop the man, just go stop. Before you do anything stupid, arrest this man. Yeah. You know what I mean? Stuff like that, I would just go and just quick fix up, you know, man.
Go to the hospital, like looking through the baby saying, Jeffrey Dahmer. Oh, there he is. Oh, we'll change his vitamins for something like this. And then you're going, is that what you're saying? You're going to stop, man. Stop.
Catch my infant. Let's just catch your infant.
Look for his parents and be like, as soon as they meet, just like,
Yeah, maybe. But all these different situations in like history that you could just, I know people are gonna say if you prevent them, you're gonna change the flow of history and blah.
I was literally about to say that.
You'll create alternate reality,
You don't even know that exists yet, bro. Until I make this time machine and we go find out. Everyone just talks about sci-fi, what you've seen on TV.
So
what
you think it will just be so that one thing changes and everything else is exact same?
No, everything's gonna change. Everything.
Exactly, everything's gonna have to change.
You won't know the difference because
I hear you wouldn't.
There ain't no parallel. I've just changed everything.
Do you know who would know the difference?
Go on.
Those who made the change.
Me?
Yeah, so you'd go back,
yeah.
Come back, and you'd be like, what the fuck is
this? I won't come back. Mm. I'm living life.
That oh, man said, I'm starting from there. Let's go here. All right, cool.
I'm going back. My life. Is,
if you could go back, why would you go back to just that point? No, why would you not go back?
Be, you know what it is? Yeah, I would go back to zero.
Okay.
I'd go back to the day, oh no, what is it? Technically 33 years after. So it's 33 AD when Jesus died on the cross. That is the day that I'll be going back to before I come all the way back to this time here. I'm not changing nothing.
No, you see what one. I'll take her pictures and then come here.
And you see?
Getting the original Bible.
Yeah.
Oh, so
I'm like, John, Paul, so what you got? What have you got to say to speak into this right now?
Just say what you got to say. Yeah, quick one.
Original scripture. That'll be me. And then I'll go to 600 and then we'll just leave it at that. Yeah. So what happened around about 600? Oh, no, I think it's 589 AD. I leave it out there. I'll go there and find out if it really happened.
You hear how they call it 500 something AD?
So after, no, fake. BCE now, innit? It's not AD.
So fake, innit?
It's not AD no more. Even it's BC so, and
anything
BCE.
They say in that line.
Before time. Common Error and Common Error. CE. BCE and CE.
Common Error. What do you mean by Common
zero
Error?
Zero afterwards from when Augustine started his calendar. And I'm pretty sure Pope Augustine started the calendar, I'm pretty sure. Is it Ella? No, Constantine, one of them two.
Whoever,
right. One of them two started the calendar. And then from zero onwards, mod, common error. And before that, BCE, before that stuff, zero beforehand, there's BC, before common error.
But as I say, do you see how they do that?
I know.
Ignoring like however many years prior to.
Today is ground zero.
Yeah.
We'll call it BCE.
You know what I'm saying? Born,
yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy, isn't it?
And everyone will go by this.
I used to say that.
And if you don't?
And I used to get in trouble because I said.
Because you had a rational mind, you had a higher intelligence, bro. Yeah. Something's in you like, this ain't making
sense. Some bullshit.
Bullshit because I was brought up in a Catholic school, isn't it?
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm not going to say that.
You're questioning it.
My question was, is like, is the whole world Catholic then? That's what I asked them. And they were like, what do you mean? I said, bro, then everybody's running off our calendar. We chose the calendar and we chose the date and we chose the time and the year and everybody in the world has to run off it. What? I said, so the moment Jesus is born, was zero. Everyone had to believe that. Your Hindu, Muslim, well, technically Islam wasn't there yet, but
it comes through
even
later
so,
on.
Muslim, Buddhist, zero. Jesus, we all agree with, Jesus born. Yeah, cool, we'll start from zero. Yeah, man, whatever you said, cool.
Mm-hmm.
No, it didn't run like that. Nothing. All these other men were like, what? We're talking about zero.
Yeah.
We've been running our calendar for a minute, bro.
We're just all of a sudden starting now.
And then everyone just eventually just pulled into it because of trade agreements and
crusades. Don't forget about the crusades.
Bro, they were out there warring. Bro, have you seen the crusades though? I've done a little bit more research on the crusades. The crusade was just purely because a pope said, right, we're losing bare land over in the West because Islam taken over.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, we made him look like a madman. And then everybody in England was staunch Christians.
Mm.
And he come and said, no, God said we can't let our holy land go. And then I went back and like, looked to their Old Testament for the first time in God knows how long probably and read some stuff and we're like, yes, it's our land. We should be fine. Craziness. Crazy work,
golden
bro.
Country. Yeah. That was it, mate.
And then they just, we know, and one, two, and three, four crusades, people dying, eating people, all sorts. Yeah, craziness was going on in them times there. Yeah, I think it's a good one to end it on, bro. I don't think there's anything. Oh, you know what it is? I'll actually end on my rant.
Go on.
I'll end on it because I didn't really tell you what happened last
week. Oh, yeah, go on.
Even if we could have done a pod, we weren't going to do a pod last week. So I had to help my other half's family move. But it was meant to segue into Gen Z and why people need to be off their phones and more outside doing some physical work, because I just don't think this generation is adequate for manual labor and moving stuff around, because there's a certain thing that you pick up from playing football, playing basketball, running around, cricket, all these different lack of sports, hand-eye coordinations and stuff, how to lift stuff. I just don't think those skills are actually going to be passed on too easily to the next generation because I was helping move her house, and unfortunately our brother just couldn't do those things in it.
Mad frustrated.
I'll do it myself, just pick up the whole cat. I was just getting mad frustrated.
I hear that.
Yeah, I didn't want to rant too much into it because I'm a little bit calmed down and it was last week. If it was fresh in the brain last week, I would have been fuming.
Yeah, I swear.
Long story short, they need to pick up a ball and throw it.
From you told me that children that can't sit cross-legged anymore.
That one's crazy.
From you told me that, I just thought, bro, they're not actually doing anything. They're everything's so stiff and just
drivers sitting down. Sitting right now.
Crazy. So from you told me that, 100% agree with you.
Yeah, facts.
It's a shame.
It's going to be a real soft world.
That's it.
I mean, we've already seen a soft world, though, isn't it? Mm-hmm. It's that whole saying. Tough times make hard men. Hard men make easy times make soft men. Soft men make hard times.
That's it.
So we're just at that point in the cycle, innit? That's okay. We just have to be the difference and capitalize on the opportunities that come with it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of opportunities that come with it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? When you've come from hard times, you have to be in a transition phase. I mean, I think it's hard for them as well, just different hard. I think it is a different kind of hard. It just looks, feels different. It's not so...
an emotional difficulty, would you say?
Emotional, mental.
Mental
as well, hugely mental. It's like very hard to know yourself. Cause like we was there before, obviously technology came and indoctrinated us as much. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So like we was the guinea pigs. So we remember a time though where there wasn't technology around like that. And it was bliss. But also because of that, we have a certain connection that we have directly to like just critical thinking and also source. Cause we've had times where we had to sit around bored out your skull.
Doing nothing.
And when you're doing nothing, and you're just sitting there.
You get creative.
Do you know what I mean? You tap into certain energy. So when you're talking about we're used to that kind of way of being, whereas they've been distracted forever.
From day to
day. They only know distraction. Mm. So where they've been distracted from forever, it's like they haven't got that. So it's different difficulty. And it's like, well, we're just going to have to help them out, innit? It's just what we're going to have to do, innit?
Just quick, go
on. Imagine constantly being distracted though.
Yeah.
Constantly being on something and constantly having to be entertained.
Yeah.
And then when you're not, you just have a meltdown.
Yeah.
I couldn't, I can't, kids, I genuinely that's what can't they're calling, imagine that.
Kids ain't gonna be good.
Yeah, but that's what we see. That's where like we saw the rise of ADHD and then pushing ADHD and saying that ADHD, you got an ADHD mind. So that's why you want that.
Poor parenting and bad diet.
Yeah. So your brain now wants stimulation, is always looking for stimulation and the rest of it.
Giving the child the phone as a form of parenting, mm-hmm. and you're giving that's it instead so of actually going outside and doing things with your kids or colouring books and teaching, blah, 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 so teaching, you're here. That's the bad parenting. And then poor diet, you're just giving them the junk food, mm-hmm. whatever, sugar.
Mash up their hormones.
You mash up
their hormones, mash up their brain, and it's not functioning how it should
and
be functioning.
That's how ADHD just come up. And my mom told me that when I was in school, when ADHD was getting thrown around in school, my mom said, bad parenting and poor diet. And they're looking at her like she's the devil. You know?
Yeah,
she was right the whole time.
The whole time.
I didn't touch a fizzy drink until I was like 12, 13 years old. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Swear down. Yeah, that's why I don't really eat sweets like that till now. Because she goes, why do you need that for? Yeah. Why there was no physical benefit to fizzy drink for kids. Mm-hmm. There's no physical benefit for fizzy drink
for any adults, age.
For anybody. Right, it's just literally liquid sugar. Tastes I know nice. It tastes nice, but we have the choice to do it now.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
As a child, I have no choice.
Mm.
You know what I mean? If you don't, you can't have it.
Simple as that.
You got it for a treat every now and then. Sometimes it was like a birthday. Birthday.
And it's called
pop. You get a liquid. Yeah, that's it. Half a cup.
Yeah. Remember Youth House?
Yes.
Where you get a Dr. Pepper.
Or Cherry A.
We'll be dead. You'll be like,
you got one.
That's how it should be. Should be treated like how alcohol is, bro. You shouldn't be giving your kids these
kids
things.
Kids these things on a regular thing weekly, innit? Oh, on a weekend you can have some thing. I mean, it's not even that. It's not even that infrequent these days. It's like, it's just a normal
it's
drink.
It's a thing, innit? And that kids can go in the fridge and just. Not happening.
Yeah, so I think this is what I'm saying. So I think it's very hard for them. It just looks different. We had it hard where we had access to these certain things and like we're used to a more physical way of being and so forth. We come from that kind of upbringing. Like it's a bit more easier for us to kind of just step into that way of being with. They've never had that. So for them to even start being that way inclined, it means they have to be exposed to it. And it's like they're only really getting exposed to it as they come into adulthood, innit?
Do you generally think that's not the parents, that's the parents' issue that they've done that though.
Oh, 100%. That's what they've done though. They deliberately like made it so difficult for the parents to even be present in their children's lives that that's how their children are going to end up. Mm. Like that the children, this is set up like that. The parents are now, before it was like man, woman, children. Then it was like, take the man out the home, woman, children. Now it's take the woman out the home, put them into daycare. Mm. Children are just straight in the system and having to be looked after in daycare. Like the amount, yeah,
right,
do you know what I mean? So now they, from our earlier age, they're just being programmed.
Can't afford to stay at home to look after them, yeah, kids, because yeah, minimum wage.
Can't afford not them. So then it's very easy to get into these children's heads and have them behave in a certain way, indoctrinate them with technology and so forth, and have them operating under or underneath that. So like they're distracted. They have a lack of focus, or no, they don't have a lack of focus. It's like they have a lack of ability to channel their focus. Yeah, to channel their focus, because they can focus. You put a TV screen in front of them, they can focus for hours. Mm. Not bad. And I don't have to worry about nothing. You turn that TV screen, it's like they can't channel that focus on anything else though. Mm-hmm. And I think that's
it's a disjustice, isn't it?
Yeah, it's horrible for these.
It's people. A mad thing that the parents are still like not trying to intervene. Like instead of giving the phone, give a coloring book.
Yeah, something. Play with them.
Give to you them. Know what I mean? Something else from the day dot. If you just don't do it from day dot, it's so much easier.
Crazy idea. Don't have children when you haven't got the ability to actually look after your children and be there to be with your children. Crazy idea. I know, like that sounds like, I know things are tougher than that.
Yeah, but accidents happen as well, bro.
I mean, I'm 30 years old and had no accidents. I don't know about accidents happening still. Accidents happen because you've made choices. Those choices were, I wasn't going to use contraception. Oh, okay, that's a Great. Different thing altogether. That's a different thing altogether.
I don't think that's an accident, though.
That's not an accident. That wasn't even an accident for you. That was a unconsent. That wasn't a choice.
That was demon in human form, man.
Yeah. That's what it was. Facts. Facts. It's Pete. That's a different thing altogether. But I'm talking about like these people are choosing to have children under those circumstances. But if under those circumstances, what you just mentioned, yeah, where that happened and the person's like, I'm going to keep the child, I'm going to have the child. They've gone maternal for the child and so forth, even under the circumstances that child came about. There should be things in place where one, those things shouldn't be happening. But as they, let's say things did just slip through the cracks or whatever, and it did still happen, so forth. There should be things in place from the community where that person hasn't got to have the issue of dealing with it by themselves.
Oh yeah, but that's,
do you get what I'm saying?
That's I'm not gonna ground. That's groundwork. That's
yeah, 100%. But my point
living,
is,
like at the end of the day, that like, you don't really talk to each other. You don't have a family connection. Yeah. You don't have a home. You don't have a village.
Yeah,
that's
the problem.
You know what I mean? And yeah, people still want to have kids, but you just haven't built that groundwork. Yeah, your whole life.
Yeah. Anyway, so. My thing is though, my point is though, with the whole kids thing is just don't have the children in it. Like if you're not in the situation, I get it, we get broody, we want children, so forth. But if you haven't actually got disability and it doesn't make sense, don't do it. Mm-hmm. If you can't give the child the life that it actually deserves and needs, have the child.
Brother knowledge.
Like yeah, it just doesn't make sense. It's just brother a stupid decision, and it's like
I want the kids, but don't have the kids.
Yeah, bro, just have some kids. Discipline and go do the work that you need to go put in and make it happen. You are not the timeline's not as short as you think it is. Things aren't happening as quick as it needs as you think it is. You can take time in it.
Yeah, well,
time can be tech. That's what I'm saying. Remember, Nibiru is
and
here.
That is a good way to end this week. Is like, in the subscribe. Atmosphere. Comment so, all that nice stuff.
Be ready for the shifts that are coming.
Whatever he just said.
They're helping.
Yeah, they are helping.
Let's go.
Nibiru is here.